As we come to the end of yet another week after the Epiphany, on this particular day, and tomorrow also, Sunday too perhaps, but not because it is Sunday, it will not be commemorated as a principal feast. We celebrate these days, red days in a sense. They are days of martyrs, many martyrs. And among the ones that are celebrated today are the family of Saints Mario, Marta, and their two sons, Artifax and Abacum. Now, I would surmise that if anyone was looking for a patron saint for their children, these should be some, because they certainly are not invoked enough or not well known enough by the people of this century. Nevertheless, they died for our Lord almost 2,000 years ago, not quite. Saints Mario and Marta were from Persia. They were nobles who, of course, only nobles had in those days the money and the benefices in which to travel, whatever purpose it may have been. And their purpose was to visit the tombs of the apostles Peter and Paul and all the other martyrs that had been martyred up to that point. But this was very early already in the life of the church. Like I said, it's almost 2,000 years. So they came to Rome and visited the tombs of the apostles and martyrs. And then, because the situation in Rome was not by any means good, it was after the persecution of the emperor that had hated the Christians in around the year 270 AD. But still, there was a lot of ill feeling. And so when they were seen to go from this place to that place and to kneel and pray and so forth, immediately they knew that these were Catholics. And so they were apprehended, and they were commanded to worship the pagan gods. And they refused. And so they were put to death. St. Mario, Artifax, and Abacum, their sons, were all beaten to death and eventually beheaded. And St. Martha was thrown into a lake and drowned. And thus they made their whole and complete and total offering to Christ for the sake of the truth, for his truth. And the other saint that we also celebrate, as we had a commemoration in the Mass today, is another one that is much later, but is not known to many people either. And indeed, that's another one that could be used as a patron saint. It is the feast of the king of Sweden, Saint Canute. And there have been people in the 20th century who were named after him, Canute, but not too many. Saint Canute was a Christian, a Catholic, and his enemies gathered around him. And when the time came, he knew that the end was coming. So they were in church celebrating Vespers, and as the enemy approached, St. Canute, the king, fell down on the floor, and like a priest at ordinations or religious at their consecration, with his arms outstretched on the floor, the enemies came, and all his retinue also did the same as he, and they were all chopped to pieces with the enemy's swords. And so St. Canute, a great king of Sweden, was not only a holy king, but also a martyr, who shed the last drop of his blood for the sake of Christ. And of course, the enemies were pagans, and they refused to worship Christ. St. Canute refused to worship the enemy, the demons, and the false gods. And so he made the better choice. Had he not died a martyr, we would not even know about him. We would be one of those countless monarchs in the history of the church and of the world that nobody knows anything about. But because he became a martyr, he is known, and he is praying for us in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.